From Washington, this is VOA News. At least 18 people are killed in central Nigeria in the latest interreligious violence. The death toll rises in Tunisia as violence continues over high unemployment and food prices. I'm Bob Gottkin reporting from Washington. At least 18 people have been killed in attacks in central Nigeria in the latest breakout of interreligious violence that has killed thousands over the past decade. Authorities in Plateau State and people with machetes on Tuesday killed 13 people, including women and children, in a mostly Christian village. Five other people were killed in a separate attack Tuesday in a nearby area. The two sites are located where the mostly Muslim north meets the mainly Christian south. Nigeria's ruling party has certified three candidates for Thursday's scheduled presidential primary. President Goodluck Jonathan will compete against former Vice President Atiku Abubakar and a veteran politician, Sara Jibril, to be the candidate of the People's Democratic Party. Some in Nigeria protested Mr. Jonathan's candidacy, but on Monday, a Nigerian court threw out a suit brought by three PDP members to try to stop Mr. Jonathan from running. Tunisian officials have increased the death toll to 21 from the violence of the last 3 days, triggered by unemployment and high food prices. Human rights groups said Tuesday the toll may be as high as 35 from the country's worst civil unrest in decades. More on that story on our website, voanews.com. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber on a motorbike killed at least two people in an attack close to the country's parliament Wednesday. Afghan's interior minister said the blast in the capital, Kabul, took place near a minibus carrying Afghan security forces. Voters in oil-rich southern Sudan are casting ballots during a week-long voting period on whether or not to declare independence from the north. The referendum is one of the requirements of a 2005 peace agreement that ended decades of civil war in Sudan. U.S. Ambassador Princeton Lyman on Tuesday called the vote a courageous act, saying he's impressed with the willingness of the Sudanese people to make a very tough decision. Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Johnny Carson reiterated the U.S. commitment to helping Sudan prosper, whether or not it divides.
As we all know, this referendum is a historic moment for Sudan, for Africa, and for the international community. More critical work needs to be done in the coming months to ensure final implementation of the agreement.
Polling stations will remain open through Saturday despite reports of clashes. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Afghan President Hamid Karzai that the United States will not abandon his country after 2014, when, under an agreement reached last year, coalition forces plan to hand over control of security to the Afghans.
Our military is breaking the momentum of the insurgents and the radicalized portion of the Taliban. Our diplomats are working hard, along with the president, to promote regional cooperation, including with your neighbor Pakistan.
He said U.S. training and aid will continue beyond 2014, adding that both countries have the same goal, a stable, sovereign Afghanistan that is not a haven for terrorism. President Obama's State of the Union address has now formally been scheduled for January 25th. As VOA Chief White House Correspondent Dan Robinson reports, the shootings in the U.S. state of Arizona and the national debate they've sparked are going to figure into what Mr. Obama says 2 weeks from now in his speech to a joint session of Congress.
The address will take place almost exactly 2 weeks after Mr. Obama's visit to Tucson, Arizona, where the suspected gunman killed six people and left 14 others wounded. Sentiments that President Obama expresses at a memorial service in Tucson on Wednesday are likely to find their way into the speech he delivers to Congress and the nation on January 25th. Particularly in light of events in Tucson, the president is likely to speak strongly about the need for greater civility in the national discourse and urge people across the political spectrum and in the media to think about the impact that words can have. Dan Robinson, VOA News, the White House.
The family of the man accused of shooting that U.S. Congresswoman is expressing sorrow for what they are calling heinous events. In a statement issued Tuesday, the family of 22-year-old Jared Loughner said they care very deeply about the shooting victims and their families. They said they cannot understand why the shootings happened and that there are no words that can express how they feel. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Bob Gottkin.